USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police are continuing their search for a suspect to open fire at a Wisconsin mall on Police are continuing their search for a suspect who opened fire at a Wisconsin mall on Friday. Wauwatosa Police Chief Barry Weber saying they responded to Mayfair Mall Friday afternoon, but the shooter had already left the scene.
Seven injured adults and one injured teenager were transported to the hospital by Wauwatosa Fire Department. The extent of their injuries is unknown at this time.
Police still working to identify the gunman who witnesses describe as a man in his 20s or 30s. Pfizer has submitted their coronavirus vaccine to the FDA for emergency approval. An advisory committee will meet on December 10th to evaluate the drug, and it will take several days to come to a final decision. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
New York City public schools will remain temporarily closed starting on Friday as a number of coronavirus cases increase. Mayor Bill de Blasio saying the city has reached the 7-day average threshold to switch to all remote learning. CDC Director Robert Redfield says the science disagrees.
Today, there's extensive data to confirm that K through 12 schools can operate with face-to-face learning. And they can do it safely, and they can do it responsibly. The truth is, for kids K through 12, one of the safest places they can be, from our perspective, is to remain in school.
Vice President Mike Pence is rallying for Republican senators in Georgia on Friday. Incumbents David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler are currently in runoff races.
You know, the president wanted me to be here today, because we need Georgia to send these two great senators back to a Republican majority.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Secretary of the Army and President Trump said the annual Wreaths Across America event at Arlington National Cemetery will go on as scheduled next month, following backlash after the cemetery's leadership canceled the 2020 ceremony over the coronavirus pandemic. Senator and veteran Tom Cotton of Arkansas talks about just how important Wreaths Across America is.
Well, Wreaths Across America is a great tradition. It started out with the company just providing excess wreaths to put on grave sites, and now they provide wreaths for every single grave in Arlington. Of course, we all are concerned about the coronavirus pandemic, and we want to be safe and responsible. I know there's a way to do that in Arlington. I'm glad that the Army leadership reconsidered. I've spoken to the Secretary of the Army and the Chief of Staff of the Army to ask them to do just that, and as an old platoon sergeant of mine used to say, it's only a mistake if you don't fix it in time. And I'm glad the Army fixed it, and I'm glad that families can participate in Wreaths Across America and that we can honor our fallen heroes in Arlington this
That's
Christmas.
Great. Due to the coronavirus pandemic, this popular tradition will be going virtual.
Punxsutawney Phil will have a much smaller audience in person when he makes his 2021 Groundhog Day prediction. The Punxsutawney Groundhog Club announced that there won't be any in-person attendees for next year's festivities at Gobbler's Knob, but that Phil's winter prediction will be broadcast live and streamed online. More than 20,000 people descended on the small Pennsylvania town this past February. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.